Cindy Vogels of Greenwood Village, south of Denver, needed some downtime this week after what she calls the thrill of a lifetime. Last Tuesday, she crowned the winner at the country's most prestigious dog show.
Best in show at the 136th Annual Westminster Kennel Club, America's Dog Show, is the Pekingese.
Well, Vogels was back in Colorado for a bit before heading out again to judge another show, and she told us what it takes to pick the nation's hottest dog. Cindy, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And will you describe the winning dog?
The winning dog this year was a Pekingese, which is an ancient Chinese breed. They're bred solely to be companions of royalty.
And this creature's name was Malachi, correct?
Yes, he happens to be a Brit. He was born in England and imported by David Fitzpatrick when he was very young, I think maybe less than 6 months old.
There were some people who didn't approve of your choice for Best in Show. There was criticism that Malachi looked weird.
You know, it's a very funny thing. Among the dog community,
yeah,
he was a very popular choice because the dog community can appreciate what a good Pekingese he is. For the general public, it's a little more difficult. I've told this story before, but the first time my husband went to the Westminster Kennel Club and sat there and watched the group, when the Pekingese moved, he said, "Oh my gosh, it looks like a toupee scuttling across the floor." And I think maybe this is the first perception of a Pekingese. However, my husband has come a long way in his appreciation of dogs and now can be pretty discerning about Pekingese as well. But it is an acquired taste. There's an awful lot of hair covering a small dog who is built unusually,
yeah,
so that he travels in an unusual manner.
Well, enough about the selection of the dog. I'm now interested in how you were selected to be Best in Show judge. How does that occur?
You get really lucky.
Yeah?
I guess you do something along the line that pleases the Westminster Kennel Club.
How far in advance did you know that you would be doing this?
I was asked 22 months before the show, but had to keep it a secret for a year.
Oh!
I had to keep it under my hat until the panel was publicly announced, which is a bit of a trick.
And you knew you would be Best in Show judge?
Yes. At a regular dog show, we are hired to judge all day. And we start in the morning with the breed judging, and then the variety groups and Best in Show are divided up amongst the judges at the show. Westminster's a little bit different. It's one of the very, very few shows where I was asked to do just Best in Show.
What is the equivalent of that in another field? Like just to give us some sense of this. Is that...
It is the ultimate judging assignment.
Yeah.
So I would think it would be like judging figure skating at the Olympics, refereeing the Super Bowl. I think that might also count, be an apt comparison.
Well, this is what fascinates me, is that any dog could make the final round, right? So you have to be able to discern so much about any possible breed. So did you do a quick Google search on Pekingese before this to figure out, oh God, what am I looking for? Or do you just know this stuff after the years you've been doing this?
I've been involved in the sport of purebred dogs since I was a teenager. And I've gone to a lot of dog shows and seen a lot of dogs. And I've been judging since 1994. I do judge Best in Show on a regular basis. But yes, anything could crop up in that ring.
Right.
However, I've given a lot of thought, or I gave a lot of thought, to what might happen, because there are a number of scenarios that were more likely than others. And so I did try and bone up on a few breeds.
What were some of the other dogs you boned up on?
The Black Cocker was a shoe-in to win. He was the number one dog last year. However, I judge Cocker Spaniels, so that wasn't going to be a challenge. In the working group, there's a beautiful, beautiful Kuvaz, very unusual breed, who actually is shown out of Colorado, shown by a woman in Colorado, and he's done a tremendous amount of winning. I've had him for Best in Show before, and I certainly read that standard again.
Well, you are on your way to more dog shows, aren't you?
I'm headed to Chicago to judge at the International Kennel Club of Chicago, which is another very old and prestigious club, too.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Cindy Vogels lives in Greenwood Village. She judged Best in Show last week at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York.